well today and enjoying summer as it's really deepened around us and within us. There's a quality of goodness that we can just feel. Hopefully all of us, at least many of us. And we might almost, on this Sunday or whenever you're listening to this, wonder, what do I do with that wonderful felt sense of goodness? I mean, it's something obviously to delight in and give thanks for. This is Dan Riley, and again, I greet you with the spirit of Greg Lecamelli, who continues this ministry with me and for the mountain to reflect on our lives with each other a bit, and then open ourselves to a sense of reflection so that you might move into a quieter time after words from me, a little bit of music possibly, and the invitation that we might walk deeper in our lives and risk believing that the deep walk in life is one of great joy, one of nourishment to feed others. Well, that's quite an introduction, isn't it? If you were part of the mountain community or been around here over the years, you would have met possibly Father Dan Hurley, one of our dear brothers who died 11 or 12 years ago. And we have an icon in our House of Peace painted by one of our brothers, Robert, a very beautiful icon. And you know it's Dan right away. The quality of his smile, his gentleness, sort of a wink and a twinkle in his eye. And he's holding a cup. He loved coffee. And on the cup says, life is good. Life is good, hopefully for you, as I was beginning this. And right now we might just treasure that momentary reflection as we give thanks. Even with the challenges you have and I have, most of us, I think, can say life is good, at least in where we live and in our culture, if you're listening to this here in the United States. And yet we know there are trials in our own country, some terrible difficulties going on, and the pandemic has not in any way wilted or stepped back. In fact, there's great confusion over the importance of vaccination, and as you or others make their own choices, we realize the communal implications of our choices and the impact on others. So there's this radical truth that Dan Hurley carried around on a cup and on his smile in his life, that life is good. But you also might remember a book by Scott Peck. He wrote a few very good books. One was The Road Less Traveled. And it begins with a fairly sober opening sentence, and that is, life is difficult. I've seen a lot of t-shirts and cups of coffee that have life is good on them. But I don't remember any that I saw that were celebrating the fact that life is difficult. And yet the readings for this Sunday, August 8th, walk right into that. In fact, they climb into that and walk along the desert road with Elijah in Kings, and it's quite striking and in many ways a favorite for many because he acknowledges his difficulties. In fact, he's fairly angry and shares his anger with God, maybe directing it at God. And an angel says, quit complaining, get up and go. And then he rests underneath a tree and wakes and finds food, there are bread and a jug of water for his journey. The angel acknowledges you need this in order to make your passage and go further. Elijah makes his way to Mount Horeb, and then we have this wonderful encounter after one more nap and tiredness and complaint to God. God says, you know, settle down and sit somewhere, and he does. Rain, wind, storms come by. I've reflected on this with you before. The tumult of life, not only the earth, but my God, our earth has tumult. And then in the midst of that, a gentleness, a quiet breeze, an easing of things possibly for Elijah. And all of a sudden, the difficulties of life seem to fade when he hears a still, small voice. earthquakes have stopped or been silenced by this gentle whisper of a breeze. And Elijah goes out to meet it with his wrap over his head, conscious that this is a sacred time. Life is good, and life is difficult. And Jesus in the gospel today faces into that. One, because like most prophets, and he is the Christ, and Elijah was complaining about it. Your neighbors, your neighborhood, and what you're involved in sometimes doesn't like the message you bring. Many of us, as Christians, and it's a natural thing, then step back from bringing a strong and challenging message. Actually, one that would be hope to other people, but seems to carry within it a judgment or at least a call to change our lives, our practices with each other, recognition and openness to people of color and people who have different means or abilities or illnesses, and this largeness of ourselves and others, one at a time. It's difficult to see each other this way, to see ourselves this way. And yet this is the life we walk with Elijah and with Jesus in the gospel today. He wants to talk to us about food. And Dan Hurley enjoyed that. And Elijah needed it because he was wiped out. Dan Hurley loved cooking. He loved baking pies. And he truly celebrated for all of us, more in a silent way than in words stated, that life is good and difficult and full of joy if we work with both the good and the difficult. Simply now, and as I close with you, I would invite you to take time and possibly read over or listen to, or in one way or another, find yourself, if you wish, to the passage of gospel for this August 8th Sunday, John, Gospel 6, 41 to 51. In the midst of everything, Jesus says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. In other words, in the midst of everything, God has given you food, and that it's beyond the manna in the desert that our forebears received. And his neighbors are saying, how can you do this? What are you doing? Who do you think you are? And he simply says, one of the great amens, I ams. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. When we really begin to realize that in the midst of the difficulties of life, we have a cup that's overflowing, and on it is quite literally labeled, but it's in the beverage itself. Life is good. And we reclaim that, not in some Pollyanna way, but reflecting now on the richness and goodness of what's come to us. If I seem to be ignoring your pain or your difficulties or those of people near you, I ask your forgiveness. I sit with others and within my own that are nothing like some of what others go through. But we're called to the same table and the same living bread. We're called to share that with each other. We're called to receive it as strength, to face the difficulties, pains, illness, sufferings, to make the path, to risk the walk, the road to joy. Life is good because we find it given that way, and we make it that way with one another because we've been given the bread of life, the food, to do the hard work of bringing more and more people both into the pursuit and the practice, and finally, the fullness of a good life. Welcome you to take a little time as Elijah did, wherever you want. It may not be a hilltop or a mountain. It may just be where you are right now. and allow yourself to draw in a breath or two. Acknowledge your feelings, yours or someone else's, that might be feelingly disruptive, painfully difficult, facing darkness, feeling pain, injury or anger. And then hear Jesus reaching out to you and me, and as one who grew up in our neighborhood, as a brother of ours, the Son of the Living God who's gathered us in as sisters and brothers, saying yes to our difficulties, and now yes to our longing for joy and happiness. May we walk with each other and find the food and beverages that will bring us along. And may we continue to grow, filled with the goodness and the joy of the journey and the work we can do together. Be still and know that I am God. Be still as you sit at the cave of life looking out into the world. Be still and know I visit you now. I am God, God says. I am here. Be still and know that I am bread for the life of the world, not just bread for you. And so feed others in the world. Be still. Be. This is Dan Riley, along with Greg Lecamelli, celebrating the goodness of life amidst the challenges of life, that we might work with each other with all those things that are very difficult, and together make our way on the road of joy. The Lord give you peace.
Fall on my knees with my face.